Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Significant Lovers. We are two cousins. My name is Mel.
And I'm Kel.
And this is a true love podcast.
Yes. Happy Whirlwind Wednesday. Happy Wedlock Wednesday. I don't know what other W word we can use, but happy to have you here. Mel, we have a very exciting couple and a second chapter of a story that you've already started today. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes. So some might call this Bennifer 2.0. This is not part two of our Bennifer episode, which is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. But
yes.
It's a little confusing because after dating Jennifer Lopez, he went on to date and then marry another Jennifer, which I guess that is one question I should have asked the audience. Are there any names that are like off the table because it's your ex's name, or it could be your brother's name or your dad's name? That must be confusing because this is pretty soon after dating Jennifer Lopez to then date someone with the exact same name.
It's crazy. I mean, it is a
Maybe
popular
it
name,
easier, though.
But for that generation, but it is so weird. He's with another Jennifer.
Yeah. It's so weird because when I say Ben and Jen, and also rhyme, I could be talking about either couple. So in this episode, for the most part, if I say Ben and Jen, I'm talking about Jennifer Gardner.
Yes. Maybe we'll refer to the other as J-Lo.
Yes. Makes it easier.
Is any name off the table, though? I don't know. I might say no. I mean, well, I'm taken, so it's not like, but it would be weird to date someone with my dad's name, but we would have to figure out a nickname type of thing, but
yeah.
I'm sure we could get around it. What about you? I feel like this has come up for you before.
It has come up before. With both my brother's names, brief, like one or two dates, maybe three or four dates with people who had both my brother's names. But I think it was weird. So I think, honestly, that, like, influenced me dating them. But also, I've dated one person comes to mind that has not a unique name, but, like, I haven't really met anyone else with that name. So if I was to date someone else with that particular name, I think that would be, like, odd. It would be, like, kind of embarrassing. So
yeah.
I would probably automatically not swipe if I was single.
Yeah, I would have to be really interested in somebody, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say, I mean, it's not a possibility for me, but in the past, maybe I would have tried to keep an open mind, but yeah, it is weird.
But on the flip side, imagine you're engaged to somebody and then a year later, he's marrying someone with the exact same name as you. That would be a little odd, but maybe a little flattering.
Yeah, upsetting, flattering.
Yeah.
Heart-wrenching, crazy.
Many
I don't know.
Emotions.
When but I was younger...
Oh, sorry.
When I was in high school, I had... It wasn't even that big of a deal. I mean, you know, in high school, you think things are such a big deal. I basically liked or had some kind of I don't even remember. I had some kind of thing with a bunch of guys named Joe. Some of them were just crushes, but...
Yeah.
It was weird.
That's way too common of a name.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But so is Jennifer.
That's true. Those J names.
Yep, those J names. John, James, Jessica. People love
John
J names.
John Jacob Jingle.
His name is my name, too. Okay.
Okay, so I would say this couple, though, it's so different from Ben and J-Lo. And I'm not going to get into Ben's backstory because we already covered him. And I highly encourage, if you want a prequel, to listen to that episode. It's a few episodes back. It's also a free episode. And we will continue the Ben and J-Lo story in the future. And that will also be a free episode. But I think it might be easier to cover their relationships before that for the full picture. But so I would describe this couple as being domestic, supportive, and for my third word, I was torn between two, so I'll give you two. Either co-parents or painful.
Ooh, that's cheating, Mel.
I know.
Four words, but okay.
But I think domestic and co-parents is like, they kind of are the same vibe.
True,
so.
True.
I'll say painful. But Jennifer Ann Garner, who is she? She was born in Houston, Texas. Her family moved to Charleston, West Virginia when she was 3 years old, and her father was a chemical engineer and her mom was a stay-at-home mom and then later became a school teacher. And Jen was the middle child between two girls and has said that her upbringing was pretty strict and that her sisters weren't even allowed to wear makeup or paint their nails or pierce their ears or dye their hair when they were growing up.
Wow.
Which, I don't know, for some reason I feel like I can see that in her. Like, she seems like...
Definitely.
So wholesome.
She does.
It seems like maybe that was her upbringing.
I'm so...
After high school... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I was going to say, I'm just so intrigued to learn about this because I have always been a little shocked that they got together because she does seem so wholesome and natural and sweet and so different from J-Lo in that way, who is like Miss Glam. And... Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck seems like such a bad boy, so just what? How did this happen? It's crazy. Anyway.
I know.
Keep going.
So after high school, she originally went to Denison University in Ohio to actually study chemistry. So she's like real brains. But then she changed her major to theater.
Whoa.
And after she graduated, she moved to New York City and she earned $150 an hour as an understudy for a play called A Month in the Country for a nonprofit theater company. And while she was working there, she also was a hostess at an Upper West Side restaurant. So she was really hustling. Like, she didn't have any handouts.
Yeah.
Then she had small appearances in TV movies and short films and legal dramas and guest starred in Law and Order. And then at 15, she moved to LA and landed her first leading role in a TV film
called 15?
Rose Hill. Oh, I'm sorry, 25. Oh. At 25, she landed her first leading role in a TV film called Rose Hill, and then she made her film debut in a period drama called Washington Square. And then she booked more movies and appearances. She had a short-lived reoccurring role in a TV show called Felicity, and on that set,
I've always wanted
she
to
met
watch
and
that
started...
show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually hadn't heard of it.
It was. I think it was very big at the time. I think it stars Keri Russell.
Yeah.
I've just read about how it was such a big... It's about a college girl, and I think there's, like, a love triangle. I've never even watched it, but I've just read that a big moment in the show is when she cut her hair short. So, I always kind of wanted to watch it, but I never got around to it. Anyway.
I love, like, stuff from that time period.
Yeah,
so
me too.
It's comforting.
Someday.
But, yeah, Jen... She appeared on that show, and on that set, she met and started dating one of the stars of the show named Scott Foley. And they dated for 2 years. Yeah, he's kind of famous. They dated for 2 years and then got married in a small home ceremony in 2000 when Jen was 28 years old.
Wow.
And at that point, Jen had a small role in the film Pearl Harbor, starring Ben Affleck. But nothing happened between them yet because she's newly married, and at this point, he is engaged to J-Lo, I think.
I had no idea she got married. What?
Yep, she's a married woman.
What?
So then in 2001, she had her big break when she landed the lead role of Sydney Bristow on the action thriller TV show Alias. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, what Jennifer Garner was known for, and she won a Golden Globe that year, and she also was nominated for 4 Emmys. So she's, like, becoming a household name at this point. Obviously, I kind of know her from, like, 13 going on 30. That's where she...
My mom loved Alias. I remember her watching
it. Oh, really? Did she?
She would watch Alias and Lost. So I would be, like, in the room and see her watching it, but...
Well, that's the thing. It's, like, Jen seems so wholesome, but isn't Alias, like, she's, like, hot on that show.
Yeah.
She's, like,
She's a spy, yeah, she wears wigs. She's like sexy. Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that, like, her being a sex symbol for a lot of guys. And then in 2003, 2 years into the show, Jen filed for divorce from her husband Scott and began dating her Alias co-star Michael Vartan, but I think they just had like a pretty casual relationship. And then that same year, Jen and Ben reunited when they both starred in the film Daredevil together. So this is their second time working together. Up until then, they're like just friendly, they know each other, but
reunited,
nothing. Mm-hmm. And they become very close on set, but they're both in relationships. However, years later, in 2013, Ben would say in the interview that on this set they fell in love. Which is like, okay. Not what you want to hear if you're J-Lo.
So he's with J-Lo. This is who he's with, J-Lo at the time.
He's with J-Lo at this time.
And he fell in love.
And in 2013, he said, we met on Pearl Harbor, but we fell in love on Daredevil. Like... You are engaged.
I love when people share stuff like this. Wow.
But so...
What about the long letter he just read to J-Lo proposing?
I know. He's always changing his tune, though, and that will come up later.
He contains multitudes.
He does. He does.
Okay.
That's the way to say it. So then it's 2004, and we know that Bennifer has officially announced their breakup in January of that year.
Okay.
And at some point, Jen and Michael Vartan must have broken up. But again, I don't think it was super serious. So years later, Jen would tell Parade magazine that Ben, who at the time was just a friend, courted her by sending her persuasive romantic emails. And at some point, they started dating, but they kept it super quiet, I think in light of Ben having a very public relationship and breakup with J-Lo. No one even really knew that they were together until their first public appearance when they were spotted and photographed hugging and kissing at games 1 and 2 of the Red Sox World Series in Boston. The 2004 World Series.
Ooh, like, no way. That's so cool. So exciting. Oh, I wish I was there.
Pitch moment.
Yeah.
I know. That's just really... And, like, throughout their relationship, I didn't include the other instances, but they often would be, like, going to the World Series whenever the Red Sox were there, or
they were seen at Red Sox games. Oh, what a time.
I'll have to post a carousel of different Red Sox pictures.
Yeah.
We're from Boston.
I feel like 13:01:30 came out around that time too, right?
Yep.
Because that just brings me back. That just so brings me back to that time. Like 13:01:30, Fever Pitch. Oh, I love it.
I know.
Anyway.
It's like to me, that's like the peak romantic comedy, the mid 2000s. Mm-hmm. But 2005, they are photographed here and there, but the relationship is a lot more low key than the original Bennifer was. But it's moving really quickly. In April 2005, they've only been together 9 months. Sources tell People magazine that Ben has proposed on Jen's 33rd birthday in LA. Guys, he was like just breaking off an engagement the year prior, and now he's engaged to someone new.
Oh my gosh. It's clearly him.
It's clearly him, but J-Lo is also already remarried at this point.
They have that in common, like, I guess. I mean, I don't know Jennifer Gardner, but, like, I just feel like she seems someone that would be a little more hesitant or...
Yeah.
I'm sure she likes romance and such, but I don't know why. I feel like that's him.
The thing is, she was pregnant. So it's confirmed the couple is expecting a baby due around Christmas
time. Oh, my gosh.
So that could be a part of it. You don't know. Like, she's a couple months pregnant. So they really got pregnant very quickly into their relationship, probably like 6 months in. That's...
Oh, my gosh.
A huge... You don't even really... You obviously know each other, but you haven't been able to spend that much time together. Just the two of you. You haven't, like, probably taken that many trips together. You haven't spent even every holiday together yet.
Yeah.
So, like, already be expecting a baby is pretty serious.
Wow.
So then they officially got married that June in Turks and Caicos, and the ceremony was super low-key. Jen's own parents weren't even there.
What?
which is crazy because her first wedding was also very low key. So maybe she just like doesn't care about that. But she didn't even wear makeup, and her hair was just in a ponytail, and he just wore a t-shirt. Like, it was like no big deal. It was super private. Kevin Smith, Ben's good friend, the director, told People magazine that they're in for one another, not any. They're in it for one another, not anyone else. They didn't need or want a crowd. They just wanted each other. Which, again, feels a little bit like the antithesis of the original Bennifer, because, let's be honest, like, they kind of, it seemed like they liked the publicity.
Yes, it is really
different. They played into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it, like, it got too much for them, but they were a part of the media circus.
Yes. Yes.
And they will be later on in their lives, too, but we're not there yet. So, they're married, they're pregnant. It's crazy.
Wow.
Leading up to the birth of their daughter, a source tells People that Jen has given Ben an ultimatum to quit smoking, but that he seems to be struggling with it. And this is the beginning of what I think is a bit of a tension between her wanting Ben to be more responsible and him having a hard time growing up.
What's the ultimatum? Either you quit smoking or we're over?
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. It seems hard. Like, why'd you get involved with a smoker in the first place?
I know. Yeah, I feel like if that's a deal breaker for you, it should be a deal breaker, like, up front.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to ask someone to change that. I mean, yeah, obviously it's healthy not to smoke, but I think in general to say, like, either you do this or we're over, and that's something that they've, like, always done and been, like, when you've known them, I think that's hard.
I know, I agree. I mean, again, it all happens so quickly that, like, I'm sure if you're, like, expecting a baby and you're pregnant,
you're, like, the
least they can do. Yeah, like, the least he can do is probably give up smoking if you're, like, about to give birth. But, yeah, I think he did, but I don't think it lasted.
Because we've all seen that picture of him standing outside looking so stressed, smoking. Just looking done with whatever is going on. If you guys know what I'm talking about.
Definitely did not last, but he tried. So then that December, they welcomed their first child, their daughter, Violet. She was born December 1st, 2005. Yeah. Then it's 2006. They're occasionally photographed by paparazzi with the baby, looking very happy. And there are reports that they plan to raise Violet in Boston to be outside of the spotlight. But again, I don't think that sticks either. I think they raise their family in LA. Jen is interviewed in Marie Claire, and she's asked how her and Ben have made it work. And she says, "I don't know what makes it work, but it does. One thing that makes it work, not work, one thing that makes it not work is that we're both pretty nice. He's not someone who's ever going to blow up on anyone. What I mean is, he's never angry with me. He doesn't act out in a weird way or yell at me. And I'm the same, so we can handle conflict in a very loving and adult way. Ben's very interested in finding out what makes people tick. When he's listening to someone, and that can be someone he meets in the street, his brother, anyone whom he's standing next to in line, if he clicks into them, he can stand in one spot for hours. It's amazing."
Well, that's nice.
The article goes on to talk about actually how Ben was like trying to quit smoking and how it seems like he's living a very different life from how people imagined him to be a year ago with all the casinos and the impulsive buying of Rolexes and the smoking and the partying and strip clubs. And Jen says, 3 weeks before we had Violet, he went to a hypnotist and has not smoked since. I admire him because it was so painful, but he is sick so much less often, and I don't lose him every 15 minutes while he wanders around outside. He smells great. It's a huge gift that he gave me, and our daughter as well. I probably annoy him. I celebrate it so much.
Wow.
So, seems like he's not smoking there. Every 15 minutes is a lot.
Yeah, gee. That is a lot. That's cool, though, that hypnotism worked.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Maybe also he's so distracted having a newborn. I'm not sure, but That was actually a problem. One of my good friends, she was dating someone, and she was at the time working like in a lung cancer research facility. So she was like seeing people who were dying all the time. And she was dating someone who was smoking. And that ended up being not the biggest deal breaker, but one of the things that she was like, I can't see him anymore because of them.
I see.
Very Aiden.
Very Aiden, Carrie.
Aiden and Carrie, yeah.
Sex and the City. Love it.
Oh my God, so good. So good. So then it's July 2008, and it's reported that Jen is 5 months pregnant with their second child, and they're seen house hunting in Brentwood, California. So in November, a pregnant Jennifer Garner received a restraining order against a crazed fan named Stephen Berkey, who had allegedly been stalking her since 2002. And at that time, he actually showed up at the couple's house dressed in religious garments, and he told their nanny that he had visions from God that Jennifer was in danger and that he was forced to participate in a terrorist plot to persecute her.
What?
And at this point, Jenna's very nervous. So she's pregnant, and she's fearing for her safety and for Ben's safety and their baby's safety. So they get a restraining order.
That's good. Oh, that's so scary.
But it's crazy. This couple actually was photographed by paparazzi so much. Jen later says there's like always 15 paparazzi outside their house. And I feel like that's an after effect of his relationship with J-Lo.
I don't think
that they're like calling paparazzi on themselves. They just like are one of those rare cases where they're victims to it.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of remember that, like seeing a lot of them in magazines back in the day.
A lot.
But yeah, I agree. I feel like because him and J-Lo were so publicized, and then the fact that like, oh my gosh, now he's with Jennifer Garner, you know, and it seems like such an opposite relationship in a way. I feel like that was very interesting to people. And they were huge. I mean, people were super invested in them. Maybe because of the, like, seemingly good girl, bad boy thing. Like, is this going to work? Like, what's going on with them, you know?
But also, later, Jen said that she lived in a neighborhood with a ton of other actors. Like, why not just live somewhere else? The reason this paparazzi was there was because they knew where everybody lived, and they knew they could get, like, A-listers left and right in this neighborhood. So I kind of think it was also related to not being more in a private area.
Yeah, why do they do that? It's just like Brentwood is so amazing, they just can't not be there. I don't know.
Then they gave birth to their second daughter on January 6, 2009. Their daughter, Serafina Rose Elizabeth Affleck.
Okay.
Then the two purchased an 8,800 square foot home in the LA neighborhood of Pacific Palisades for $17.5 million.
Wow.
But, okay, so then it's December, and Jen's stalker was arrested for violating his restraining order after he showed up outside their daughter's school, their daughter's Violet's nursery school. And he was
threatening to cut the baby.
Yeah, he was threatening to cut the baby out of Jen's belly.
What?
And murder their unborn child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So this, like, obviously greatly affected the couple. And I think they're super private, which is kind of crazy because I feel like Jennifer Lopez is not so, like, I don't want to pit these women against each other. I feel bad. But, like, J-Lo is public with her kids. She has her daughter, Emmy, on stage with her when she's performing at the Super Bowl. But the Affleck family is, like, very, very private with their kids and protective of them, which is an interesting difference.
That definitely is a downside of fame. I feel like so many people experience a creepy stalker.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they must have to have 24/7 security all the time.
That's
3 months
really
after.
Scary.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Sorry, I keep interrupting. Really,
oh, no worries. I think it really affected them. 3 months after that happened, a judge ruled that the stalker was insane and he was sent to a mental hospital rather than prison, and he was ordered to stay away from the Affleck family for 10 years if and when he was released, which is like, why not just for life?
I know, why 10 years? Yeah. What's gonna happen in 10 years? They're gonna get lunch together? Like, why would they ever want to see him again?
Seriously. Seriously. And I don't know what happened if he was ever released, but he doesn't come up again.
That's good.
So, which is good, I guess. But later, Ben actually said that this incident prompted him to become very protective of his family, obviously, and that he owns several guns because of it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Okay, now it's 2010. Around this time, I do have to say...
What?
There were, like, weird reports that maybe something was happening between Ben and his co-star from The Town, Blake Lively.
Oh, but I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, I just couldn't find anything that could be tangible. But her name kept coming up, and I don't know. I thought I should include it.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
It does seem like he might have a wandering eye. So, that... In 2012, skipping ahead, their son Samuel was born in February. And then in October, Ben was on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. And about Jen, he said, "She truly is kind. She means no one any harm. She doesn't have ill will for any person. She's not competitive with other people. She's not spiteful. It's one of those things where it becomes almost aggravating at times. Every time I go, fuck him, I see in her face that she thinks that's petty and small." Which I have to say, like, I think, not to assume, but I almost think that a big conflict in their relationship is that she is such a good person.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she's so mature, and he just can't measure up.
Yeah. She is too good for him. Mm-hmm. She does seem like such a good person.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying. Sometimes that can be frustrating. And sometimes I feel like I do that on the other side too. Like, I don't know. But sometimes you do want to complain about somebody and then someone else is like, oh, well, you know.
Nice. Yeah.
I understand. It can be frustrating. But I think the reason it's frustrating is because you kind of know the person's right and you're like, you know. You're like, just grumpy about it. That is nice to hear him say, because I've always felt like she seemed very sweet, but like I wasn't sure if that was true, you know. I never really dug too deep, but
I feel like I've seen other things of people saying, like, she's not as sweet as you think she is. But like, I believe she's sweet. I bet if people have had negative interactions with her, maybe they were being rude or like,
yeah, I mean, she is human.
Yeah.
Can't expect her to be, like, completely sweet all the time.
You know,
100 out of 100 things that she experiences in a day, she is always an angel. Like, probably not, but...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in one of the profiles I was reading of her, the interviewer said that she was, like, unexpectedly curt, like, when he approached her, because she didn't know that he was the interviewer. But, like, in the interview, it seemed like he was soliciting her for something. Like, yeah, I'm not super friendly when people approach me on the street because sometimes if you're friendly, people take advantage of it. So you have to be, like...
And she is famous, so she has to have somewhat of a guard up. Especially given that she had a stalker. I don't know if this happened after the stalker, but...
Exactly. You have to... Honestly, as a self-defense, you have to be rude sometimes to people, to strangers. If people are like, making you feel uncomfortable or strangers for your safety sometimes...
Well, there's a difference between being curt and being rude, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's not friendly, like,
yeah,
not engaging with people sometimes if they're trying to stop you and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the same interview, he said that he does casually keep in touch with his exes, and they often congratulate each other over email about career endeavors or share updates with each other. Mm-hmm.
I love hearing about people emailing.
I know. I know. I mean, email was, like, that's how he wooed Jennifer Garner in the first place.
Yeah.
So then it's 2013, and Ben is doing the award show rounds for his film Argo, which he directed, and
Argo.
Up for all these different awards. And Jen is very supportive of him throughout the campaign. And when he won the Golden Globe for directing, he kissed her, and then in his speech he said, "I just want to thank my three kids, Violet, Sam, and Sarah. I love you guys. And I want to thank my wife, who's the reason I'm standing here. I adore you. I love you so much. Thanks for sitting through this. You're my everything."
Aww. What and happened?
I know. You'll find out. You'll see. So then Ben won the Best Picture Academy Award for directing for Argo.
Wow.
And he thanked Jen in his acceptance speech. And this was kind of controversial, actually. And that's the first clip.
Why? I guess I'll see. Here I go.
The movie, on the movie, worked on the movie, did anything with this movie, gets thanked. I want to thank Canada. I want to thank our friends in Iran, living in a terrible circumstances right now. I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work, and there's no one I'd rather work with. So. Violet, Sam, and Sarah, I love you.
Oh my gosh! Oh my, he's so emotional, so much emotion going on.
Him choking up over his daughter, or his daughters and son is so sweet.
I know that, I don't know if I can talk. I mean, if I won an Oscar, I probably would lose it. But I know people get really nervous, but he seemed like so spastic up there. Oh my goodness.
Very overwhelmed. I mean, maybe it's because, like, he's winning for director. That's a huge award.
He didn't expect it, maybe.
But so people took issue with him that what he said about Jennifer Garner wasn't super romantic, like saying it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. People thought that was like kind of negative. What do you think about that?
Yeah. It did seem negative.
Yeah.
It wasn't romantic. I guess he had already. What award was it that before this he won?
The Golden Globes. The Golden Globe. That was pretty romantic.
Yeah. Maybe he had already kind of used. He didn't want to repeat himself. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He'd already used his romance up. I mean, whatever. More people watch the Oscars, I think, than the Golden Globes. Anyway, so who cares? But yeah, that was weird. It was a weird choice. It did seem like he was making it up on the spot.
Yeah.
He thinks he is kind of a piece of shit, or like he is thinking lowly of himself, and that she does seem to keep putting up with it. And I'm really reading into it here, but maybe that's what's coming to mind as he's up there. I don't know. That, like, thank you for working on it with me. I don't know. But yeah, that is I know. Upsetting.
You might never be up on that stage again. And
I know.
This is your one opportunity to say something to someone who's raising your children while you're directing a film. You could say something a little bit more.
I know. It's work. It is work. I'm going to work with you. What? Not romantic. You could just say, like, my wife, I love you, and then move on. You don't even have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Elaborate on it.
Yeah. And so it made people sense that there was maybe tension in their relationship. And so that's.
Yeah, definitely.
The next clip I have for you, when Ben was on SNL, they actually addressed this in his monologue.
Oh, okay.
And I can tell you that while winning an Oscar was a huge thrill, giving an Oscar acceptance speech is completely terrifying. And you may remember that in my speech, I thanked my wife while also saying that the essence of marriage is work. And we've worked together on our marriage. And then some uncharitable souls on the internet took that to mean that, you know, our marriage is some kind of manual labor. That's not it. You know, you define what's important to you by what you dedicate your time to. And my wife knew exactly what I meant. And so to disprove the naysayers, I asked her to come in here tonight. Jen? So now, are you all right?
Yeah.
Would you just now dispel this notion and tell the people what I meant by marriage's work?
Yes, I will. Well, yeah, it's a way that we talk privately about how committed we are to our marriage.
Yes, right. See that?
Not sure why you had to share it live to a billion people, but I mean.
But, I mean, our marriage is the work of love. What would you have called it in a speech?
A gift. I would have said thank you to my wife. Our marriage is a gift.
I mean, you know, that's one way to go, I guess. because, you know, it's a gift to the work of marriage, which you gifted me with enormous work, to be completely honest.
Well, if we're going to be completely honest here, why don't we just go ahead and mention who does all of the work?
That's too inside. The people don't want to hear that, you see? I'll tell you what, though. I want to tell you how I wish I had ended that speech, okay? I couldn't do any of the things I do without your support. You're my angel, my life, and my world.
You're reading that.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's true. I love you.
Thank you. You're a lot of work.
He was cute.
Yeah.
That he's was reading cute. It. He did seem nervous. I feel like he's not a stage performer.
No, I feel like he's not. Yeah, I feel like he's very nervous on stage. I mean, he's a very, like, troubled person. Like, I think he does have very bad anxiety.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel bad for Jennifer Garner. Like, we haven't gotten to this point yet, but I feel like she just, like, knows her worth and knows how she's supposed to be treated and, like, how a husband should be. And Ben is just a little immature.
Yeah.
The idea of, like, oh, it's work and, like, I have to live up to her expectations, it kind of paints her to seem like she's high maintenance or nitpicky, but, like, she just is asking for what she deserves in the relationship.
I agree. I don't know. I doubt she is that nitpicky or anything. That is such a frustration, yeah.
I do think they are work, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we don't know what exactly, at least yet, we don't know what exactly is going on. And it does seem like they're joking, you know. It's almost kind of like the Gypsy Rose, like, leaves the toilet seat up thing. Like, it seems all in good fun. You do wonder, like, what is happening? Is there any truth behind this? Yeah.
I feel like it does make people sense tension. And I feel like, yes, relationships are work, but, like, for some couples, it doesn't seem as, like, they're happy to do the work, you know? Whereas him saying that is, like, sensing a little bit of pulling teeth to get him to be doing whatever he should be doing.
It was a joke with her saying, who's the one that does the work?
I know, yeah. I don't know if it's going to last. So then in August of that year in 2013, Jen was on the cover of Allure magazine and she said that she doesn't want to be known as just the wife of Ben Affleck. And also in 2013, just side note, Jen joined Halle Berry to campaign for strict anti-paparazzi laws in LA to protect children. And I think they were, like, really successful with this and kind of changed the game for a lot of celebrity parents.
Yeah.
And at that point, she said that there are 15 photographers outside of her house at all times, and it seems like that was just a huge stress on the whole family.
But I agree. I feel like since then, it's become a bigger concern. I feel like I've seen publications, you know, blur children's faces and such, so
yeah,
that's important.
But again, like, even that little thing like that, I know Ben's probably busy directing and stuff, but first of all, Jen's an actress too. She's doing the work to protect her children with these anti-paparazzi laws. Who knows why Ben's not joining her? Again, like, yeah. I feel like she's really holding things down at home and protecting her children.
Women just get shit done. I don't know what to say.
I know. I know. So then it's 2014. The Affleck family is scheduled to spend most of the summer in Detroit while Ben films Batman. And around this time, the tabloids begin reporting that Ben maybe has been slipping back into old habits, including gambling and drinking and maybe even cheating.
No!
While a very frustrated Jen is tasked with taking care of their kids and following him around while he shoots his movies. So she's kind of put her career on hold for him at this point to take care of their family.
Feel that way.
Meanwhile, Ben's former friend, Kevin Smith, is asked whether they're still friends, and he said at Comic-Con, "Great question. I don't know, because we're not fucking tight. I have not been close to him in decades. That's old Ben. He's got a wife that don't care for me at all. And plus, honestly, he probably don't care for me at all anymore."
What?
And then he also was asked about this when he was, like, doing an appearance at Carnegie Hall, and he said, "Jennifer does not share the same sense of humor as me. She did not like my jokes. I was picking on Ben Affleck, making fun of him because I've known him for a really long time. I was talking smack, and Jennifer goes, 'You know, if you keep saying stuff about him, I'm going to kick your ass.' And she could. I've seen Alias. She has a really girly sense of humor and didn't understand that I was kidding. I remember talking to Ben and being like, I know your lady is not finding me amusing. Ben, I've known you for years and you are far sicker than I am. His jokes are way dirtier than mine. He made jokes to me and I've been like, Ben, you need to go to church. Which I feel like is like alluding to like Jen maybe being uptight and getting in the way of Ben's relationships or like being strict with him about his sense of humor. I don't know what to think about that because like I mean they do have like kids. I could see at some point being like, you have to grow up, you can't be like making jokes like this, but maybe Jen is a little too wholesome for him if that's the way he naturally is.
And I don't know what's wrong. I don't think you have to be the same person. This might be controversial, but no. I don't think you have to be the same person in front of everybody. Like, why does Kevin Smith have to be acting that way when he's with his wife?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like that's more of a bro, whatever. And he's kind of implying, like, Jen doesn't even know him. Like, he tells the dirtiest jokes. Well, maybe he just doesn't do it in front of her, and that's okay. Like, he can maybe be raunchy with his friends, and then he's a dependable husband with his wife. I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with
honestly,
that.
I would think that's disrespectful to be raunchy in front of your wife. Like, you shouldn't be making, like, dirty sexual jokes about people if your lady is present. That's, like, really rude. And I just think that's immature of Kevin Smith to be expecting the same type of, like, antics as when they were young, like, now that he's a married father with kids.
Yeah. It seems like Ben was maybe trying to grow up and Kevin Smith didn't want to. So they grew apart.
Yeah. But what's interesting is it seems like it is not just Ben who maybe lost some friends in this relationship. At around the same time, Mark Ruffalo went on Andy Cohen's show Watch What Happens Live, and he said that him and Jen were very tight. He was saying that him and Jen were very close while filming 13 Going on 30, but then he said, then Ben Affleck came on the scene, and that was the end of that. And Andy asked if he thinks that Ben doesn't allow Jen to have male friends, and Mark just shrugged. So that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Then in September, Jen was on the cover of InStyle, and she was asked about Ben's Oscar speech when he said the marriage was work. And she said, you can't expect to be courted all the time, and I don't want him to court me right now. I don't have the energy, but we're definitely in a very mindful place where we're making an effort to be together and do things at the same time and be loving. And she also said, when we had our first child, we had only been together a year. We were babies. It happened so fast, I hardly remember what we were like before the kids got here. Now we're just starting to go away for a night here and there. Which I do see that being a stress on the relationship. Like, they really haven't been together one-on-one that long before they had kids. So it did happen very quickly. But about the parenting responsibilities, she said, when we had our first child, we had only been together a year. Oh, wait, I already just read that. She said, for better or worse, I tend to be the one who says, this is what needs to happen. I know who wants what lunch. I've done all the school paperwork and filled out the emergency cards. Ben doesn't know that stuff exists. He is in charge of laughter. No matter how much I tickle them or toss them or chase them around, it's not the same. If I'm the slow, steady drumbeat, he's the jazz.
I feel like that is often the case.
It is. It is. But it is such an emotional burden that I feel like Jen probably bears, where I feel like if Ben gets mad about her expecting more of him, like, yeah, because she's doing all the not fun stuff. And he's, like, getting to come in and be the fun, jolly parent.
Yeah.
Making the kids laugh. And
I feel like that's so common.
I know.
But it is unfortunate.
It really is. So then it's 2015, and in May, just a month before their 10th wedding anniversary, there are whispers that Ben and Jen have separated and are headed for a divorce. This is according to OK Magazine and the National Enquirer, which I feel like we can't really always trust them.
No.
But it's largely due to the fact that they haven't been photographed together in over a month. And usually they're photographed together, like, almost every day. And, like, oftentimes there's PDA in the photographs, too. Like, they do seem really happy together. So this is odd for the couple. A source says that Jen's friends aren't big fans of Ben, and that Jen has been emotionally preparing for the end for a while, seeing a therapist to learn how to cope with their divorce and deal with the kids afterwards.
Man.
Then, I know. But you know what? It's weird because it's like these tabloids, we can't really trust them. But it actually was true.
In yeah. June.
It's confirmed that they are divorcing. Oh. Which is like, we can't trust tabloids. They have to source their information somewhere. I feel like sometimes they are kind of true.
Sometimes.
So on the day after their 10th wedding anniversary, they're in the Bahamas on a family vacation. And they released a joint statement, which this is kind of like Brad Pitt and
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I think it's a little different because like they're on a family vacation. They're with their kids, but still weird.
Yeah. So strange.
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather just like be home. I wouldn't want to have to be in the hotel room with them.
Yeah. It's just odd to be publicly acknowledging we are breaking up and you're literally physically together.
Exactly.
It's weird.
On a vacation. Like, you can't be that over.
Yeah.
So, they say, after much thought and careful consideration, we have made the decision to divorce. We go forward with love and friendship for one another and a commitment to co-parenting our children, whose privacy we ask to be respected during this difficult time. This will be our only comment on the private family matter. Thank you for understanding.
Very curt.
Mm-hmm. So, naturally, after the separation, there's a lot of speculation about what was the final straw, including a very popular theory that Ben had an affair with their nanny, Christine Ozenian.
Heard of it.
You've heard this. Yep, heard of it. Apparently, multiple sources told People magazine that Christine, who is 28 years old at this time, she was hired by the couple several months prior, and she would watch their three kids, and as soon as Jen went to film a movie, she started dressing really provocatively, and that her and Ben had an affair soon after, and that she would show her friends pictures of her and Ben together, including her sitting on Ben's lap. We haven't seen the pictures, but a source said that, let's see, okay, so Christine actually, she had gone to join the couple on a trip to the Bahamas. So this is the trip they went on when they announced their separation. Wow. And days after announcing their split, Ben left the family vacation and he took a private trip to Las Vegas and Christine went with him to a charity poker event.
What?
The nanny. Which I'm guessing, this was unclear to me, but I'm guessing the kids are still with Jen in the Bahamas. So I don't know why the nanny has to go with him to the poker event. I don't think the kids are going to the poker event.
No.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Sources say that there were other members of the family in attendance on the jet plane that Christine was on, but I don't think so, because who would that be? I don't think it's the kids. So there's no reason for her to be there. And after the trip, Ben took a private jet back to L.A., with Christine and actually Tom Brady. And
what?
She posted a photo of her wearing Brady's Super Bowl rings on the jet.
Okay.
So it's like 100% she was on the jet.
That does seem to me like something's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like,
oh,
why
my
would
God.
He take his nanny? There's no reason for that. So then Christine stayed back in LA, but weirdly, Ben returned to the Bahamas to be like with Jen and the kids again. And when he got there, Jen seemingly found out that the nanny went with him to the poker event. Like, she thought the nanny was, like, just going back to L.A. And so she fired her and...
Good.
Yeah. Wait, sorry. Yeah, so she fired the nanny. And then in July of later that summer, the nanny was photographed outside Ben's rental house. So, like, if she had
fired
the nanny... Something had to have happened. Sources close to Jen told People there was always a speck of doubt in Jen's mind about separating, but that's now gone. She is very angry. To Jen, this is the ultimate betrayal.
Wow.
The only reason why I have a little bit of doubt in my mind is because sources close to Ben vehemently and aggressively deny any affair between him and Christine. They're, like, very much saying that he didn't cheat with the nanny. But... obviously they would say that. They're his friends. Like, it's mm-hmm. a very bad look for him. It's actually, like, such a heinous thing to do, to cheat with your aunt, like, nanny.
Such a cliche. It's like a soap opera.
Yeah. Like, someone taking care of your children who is hired by you and your wife in your own house.
And she was already fired after, when she was at the house. I guess he could have kept employing her.
Yeah, I know. Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
If that actually, that weirdly happened to me when I was a nanny, that the couple did get divorced, and then I was a nanny for both of them separately. Mm-hmm. So that
Wait,
could
did they
happen.
Pay you separately?
Yeah, I believe they did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. But they, I mean, the wife seemed fine with it. Like, I don't, I think she liked this. I mean, there was no, I was not involved in their divorce. But, yeah, I can't remember now, but I think I was paid separately.
Yeah, that was so awkward for you. You were, like, in between the parents.
I know. So, but, I mean, he could have maybe he, like, reached out to her and was like, I still need your help or something. But I still think, like, why on earth would she go on the private jet with him to the poker? Like, that just seems inappropriate to me.
It's really inappropriate. Yeah. But apparently sources close to her said, like, what was she going to do? Like, he was her boss. Like, she's invited to this thing. It's like, you don't have to go. You can just say no. Mm-hmm. But so it's unfortunate because sources close to Ben are kind of putting the blame on Jennifer, claiming that she was always nitpicking everything that he did and made him feel inadequate as a husband. But she's probably nitpicking things that are like, dude, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, we have a family. You shouldn't be cheating with the nanny. That's kind of a low bar. But I also will say this nanny, it seemed like she, I hate to say this, but like she looked like an influencer. And apparently after the affair, she was like trying to become a reality TV star. So I 100% believe that she probably was trying to become famous for sleeping with Ben Affleck.
She like, wasn't like, just this that, like poor me, like innocent girl, like random girl.
No. But okay, I will say not to blame Jennifer Gardner at all. I don't blame her at all. But if your husband kind of already has a wandering eye, why would you hire, like,
I know,
nanny who has, like, lip injections? Yeah. Like a hot nanny. I would hire, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire nanny.
Yeah.
Like.
Or who was the nanny on Sex and the City that
Magda.
Yeah, Magda. Hire, like, a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah, not a 28-year-old. Yeah. Botox, no. Yeah. So I think, like, some honestly, gun to my head, something happened.
I think
after,
so too.
After the separation and apart from cheating rumors, sources tell People that the split was a long time coming because the two are very different people and the problems got bigger in their marriage after a few years.
Man.
I know. Sources blamed the demands of Ben's career and his social life, saying Ben is a good dad when he is around, but he has so many outside interests and personal issues to get beyond. It had become a bigger problem than either had imagined. But even after their breakup, Jen and Ben are very friendly and they seem very amicable. They're photographed a lot together. They go on a trip to Florida together to celebrate their son's birthday. And in September, they're photographed smiling together in LA. And they're, it seems, going to church together every single Sunday with the kids. So they're putting on a friendly face for the sake of their family.
How do people do that?
I know, I could not.
Wow.
That would be so hard. A source tells E she has not forgiven him for things that have happened, but she's committed to keeping the children happy, but sometimes that means doing what she would rather not do.
Well, that's mature of her.
It really is. Because honestly, if someone dogged you like that, like, it would be hard to even be in the same room. It's actually reported that Ben is staying in their guest house on the family property.
Wow.
And they spend the holidays together. Like, they see each other every single day. And according to sources, it's important that Ben is around the kids for Jennifer, but that she's fed up and frustrated with some of his choices. But that she also feels some relief because she doesn't see him as her problem anymore.
Right.
It just kind of seemed like he was a huge stress on her life. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope I'm not too biased or like just because it's a woman or whatever, but I do believe that he probably was a lot to deal with.
And yeah, like a fourth child.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just, it is a relief, like, if you have a relationship where you're always worried about the other person, like, are we going to make it work? Do they still want to be with me? Like, are they going to cheat on me? I feel like it is a relief to be like, you know what? It's not my problem anymore. Like, they can do whatever they want. It's not my responsibility. Like, they can live their own life. So,
yeah.
At the same time, though, they are very intertwined. He is still kind of her responsibility because they have kids together, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, it's not unfortunate that they have kids together.
No, but he probably still frustrates her.
Yeah. She still has to worry about him because she has to worry, like, is he being a good dad for my kids?
Yeah.
So it's 2016 now, and it seems like Ben and Jen are very close, even though they're not romantically together, and they're doing things together all the time. Like I said, like, he lives on the property. They're basically living together, which would be hard. But I feel like a lot of couples do that. Like, they have a transitional period where they're still, like, it's like they go to events together. Like, they go to funerals. They go to weddings together, but, like, they're not a married couple. Actually, they're still technically married, but they're not romantic together. In February of 2016, Jen was on the cover of Vanity Fair, and she said, "It was a real marriage. It wasn't for the cameras, and it was a huge priority for me to stay in it, and it did not work." And she adds, "I didn't marry the big fat movie star. I married him, and I would go back and remake that decision. I ran down the beach to him, and I would do it again. You can't have these three babies and so much of what we had. He's the love of my life. He's the most brilliant person in any room, the most charismatic, the most generous. He's just a complicated guy. I always say when the sun shines on you, you feel it. But when the sun is shining elsewhere, it's cold. He can cast quite a shadow."
That's sad. She said, "He's the love of my life."
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Now it's over? What?
It's really sad. In the same interview, she actually defended him and refuted rumors that the nanny got in the way of their marriage, saying, "We had been separated for months before I ever heard about the nanny. She had nothing to do with our decision to divorce. She was not part of the equation. But judgment, yeah, it's not great for your kids for a nanny to disappear from their lives."
Okay, so it sounds like something did happen, but it happened. And
yeah, totally.
And it happened after they were already separated, which I guess it already seemed like it, but yeah.
Even if they're separated, like, the nanny is off limits. Like, that's so low. Just sleep with someone else, like some random person from, like, a club or some other celebrity. Like, you don't have to sleep with the woman taking care of your children in your home that you both share together.
He cannot control himself.
No, that's so low. That's, like, unforgivable. So
that seems like a confirmation, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. I believe it. So he was asked about Jen opening up in the New York Times, and he said she felt that she wanted to discuss it and get it out there and get it over with so she could say, "Look, I already talked about it. I don't want to do it again. It's fine. She's allowed to talk about it. Jen's great. She's a great person. We're on great terms."
Okay.
Meanwhile, sources are reporting to people that Ben, who has seldom ever been single in his life, isn't doing well and is trying to win Jen back, but Jen isn't ready or willing. But the family is spending the whole summer together in Europe while Ben films the Justice League, and they're reportedly having a great time, like, traveling to different European countries together and having a lot of fun. I feel like that's probably kind of confusing for the kids. I mean, it's really mature, but they are a very nuclear family unit at this point, even though they're not together.
If that's true that he's trying to win her back, that's just so confusing.
Yeah.
So hard, I think.
Yeah. He's literally with her all the time. And, like, even in August, the family took a trip to Montana to celebrate his birthday, which I feel like Jen didn't have to go to that.
Yeah, no.
But after the trip, they're back in L.A., and Jen and Ben were photographed by paparazzi, where it seems like they're having a very serious conversation, and Jen is actually wiping away tears while Ben looks visibly upset with her.
Wow. So, they definitely have a deep connection, you know, despite everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They definitely really know each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, you definitely would.
Yeah.
You have three kids together. Yeah. And you've been married. It is interesting. I feel like I did hear a lot of reports around that time that, like, Ben is not ready to move on. And spoiler, but it takes him a long time to officially divorce. And I do wonder if it's because he's, like, struggling with mm-hmm. mental health and, like, addiction problems. And it was just too painful for him.
Maybe.
But it seems like this divorce was, like, I don't know. I don't think any divorce is easy, but I feel like sometimes celebrities make it seem like it is. It seems they like do. this was very hard. Like, they couldn't just rip the Band-Aid off. Mm-hmm. Like, it took a really long time to, like, adjust to the idea of their family breaking up. But so that now it's 2017, so this is, like, almost 2 years from when they announced their separation. Jen officially filed for divorce from Ben. But okay. Ben in March... Sources tell People, and People is pretty reputable. Like, I usually trust them. The sources say that Jen has decided to call off the divorce and that she is willing to give
what?
Ben and their marriage a second try. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that.
The source says there is always a chance of reconciliation. They love each other. They also really, really love their kids, and those kids love their parents. I think a part of it, too, with, like, divorce in this situation is it's not just getting divorced from your partner, but, like, the idea of being a broken family and, like, some...
That is so hard. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants
like,
that.
Most of us don't think that that will happen to us, and I feel like it probably does feel like a failure mm-hmm. to subject your kids to that.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's hard, too, when, like, you do still love each other, you can mm-hmm. then question, like, wait, why are we doing this? Like, let's just be together. But then you keep running
exactly.
into the same problems.
Especially if it's painful to, like, think about the other person with someone else or mm-hmm. to think about not being together, going to bed every night. But, like, it's almost like when you have kids, you have to be more sure of those decisions. You can't, like, be an off and on couple mm-hmm. because that's more confusing for your kids. So
yeah,
but the idea of reconciliation was really short-lived, because then in April the two both officially filed papers together to end their marriage, and in wow. May Ben officially moved out of the guest house. Then in September, Ben apparently had relapsed in his alcohol addiction. And Jen and Casey Affleck, Ben's brother, helped stage an intervention and check him into an inpatient rehab facility for a few days.
Oh, gosh.
I know. At this time, Ben, though, is moving on. He has started dating SNL producer Lindsay Shookus, who she previously dated Seth Meyers. And it's now being reported at this time in 2017 that actually Lindsay and Ben maybe had an affair back in 2013.
What?
So, I don't know what's going on there.
Interesting.
But at this same time, Jen gave an interview and said that she hasn't gone on a date with anyone since the two announced their split 2 years ago. I know.
It sucks. I feel like he's already been with two people that we know about, and she's still...
I know.
Single, just prioritizing the kids and probably him, and... She's probably telling her friends, like, I just can't date right now. Like, ugh.
I know.
Do you think that, she might have had somewhat of a savior complex? Or, like, not complex,
maybe.
But, like...
Yeah.
That seems like their dynamic a little bit. That she's, like, this angel,
totally.
And he's this troubled man. And
yeah. I mean, at a certain point, you have to walk away from that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it would just be so taxing on her.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, honestly, in real life, like, you can't do the bad boy, good girl thing. Like, I feel like
I know.
The bad
but
boy
I can change
a bad
him.
Boy.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a cute trope. It really is. But it just doesn't work.
Yeah. If we have any young listeners listening, you can't change him.
No, you can never change him. Take him as he is. Or don't take him at all.
Yep.
Know your worth. If you're too good for him, you are too good, and find somebody better.
Or if you're willing to change and go down to his level, then go ahead.
But yeah, so in 2018, things seem to be getting worse for Ben, and Jen is very worried about him, and he's apparently drinking all the time, and he's in and out of rehab. And I do wonder, is it because of the divorce and because of the shame of feeling like he brought the divorce upon himself with the cheating and his habits. And
maybe.
I don't know. It seems like he is spiraling. And at one point, he even crashed his motorcycle on his way to church. And another occasion, he and Jen were spotted arguing with each other outside of their son's basketball game. And Jen is, like, very worried that their kids are going to lose their father, that he's going to die.
Mm.
So she's very stressed. This is also the time when he was photographed on the beach looking very sad with that really infamous big back tattoo that he has.
Mm.
So,
Ben. It's
like, I know. It's like not looking good. Jennifer was actually asked about that tattoo by Vanity Fair, and she said, "You know what we would say in my hometown about that? Bless his heart."
Oh my gosh.
Bless his heart, Ben.
That is bless his really heart. Some shade she's throwing there.
I know, seriously. So sources also tell tabloids that Ben has begged Jennifer to get back together and that she was very close to considering it after lots of family counseling, but ultimately couldn't see them working out their issues because of his addiction issues and that she was just ready to move on at this point.
That's hard.
But I could see if he's in a really bad place, you know, wanting to get back together with like this stable presence in his life that was his wife and go back to the way things were.
It must be so hard for her because she, I'm just guessing here, but I can imagine that she feels so frustrated, like that she never even wanted her marriage to end.
Exactly.
And she is kind of the one deciding this, but it's like she never wanted this to happen.
No, she was forced to break up with him because he couldn't be like the husband and the father that he needed to be. And now he's like begging for her back. She's in a position where she has to reject him.
Yeah.
But it's only because she knows that like things aren't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves better. I know it sucks. It still seems like they're on good terms. Like they are going on vacations together and they are still spending a lot of time together as a family. In June, Jen posted a photo of Ben for Father's Day and she captioned it, "Our kids are lucky to have a dad who looks at them the way you look at them and loves you the way you love them. Hashtag happy Father's Day. Hashtag three lucky kids. Hashtag have a great day." So it does seem like she's uplifting him a lot. Then in August, she was photographed driving a very visibly emotional Ben to rehab after she reportedly staged another intervention for him with his brother Casey. And at this time, the two were apparently weeks away from finalizing their divorce, but once again put that on hold because of his addiction issues.
They still haven't?
No.
Oh my goodness.
2018 now, so it's years later.
Wow.
And sources say that Ben has fallen off the wagon a while ago, but he recently got progressively worse. And while he's in rehab, his mom actually stays with Jen and the kids. I'm not sure why. I'm guessing to either, like, be close to her son or to just, like, help out with the kids at home. But so it shows that, like, his whole family is, like, very close with Jennifer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then in October of that year, after over 3 years of being separated, they officially divorced. Which, like,
okay.
Took them a really long time, which shows to me just how painful this must have been for them. I don't think it had anything to do with finances or assets or custody. It just was hard for them to accept that they're divorced. But as part of their settlement, they agreed to meet with a family therapist on a monthly basis for the next 6 months. And at this time, Jen is actually now dating again. She has a new boyfriend, businessman John Miller. And Ben, I believe, is single for a brief period while he's working on his sobriety.
That's good.
Okay, so just a little bit more. In 2019, they actually sold their house to Adam Levine. mentioned him a few episodes ago.
What?
They sold it to him for $32 million
after
it had been on the market for 4 years. Their house apparently had a pool, a basketball court, a gym, a movie theater, and an art studio.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds sick.
It's amazing.
Must have been fun. So, yeah, they're really friendly after the divorce. Ben is always saying, like, how lucky he is and how lucky his kids are to have Jen as their mom and how wonderful she is as a person.
Mm.
On Mother's Day, he posted a photo of his mom and Jen saying, "Happy Mother's Day to the two incredible mothers who have shown me the meaning of love." And in October of 2019, Ben has been sober for several months, but unfortunately, it seems like he slipped up again on his sobriety on a random Saturday where he was seen visibly drunk at a charity masquerade ball.
Oh, no.
The next day, he was seen visiting Jen, well, visiting the kids at Jen's house, and he was very open with paparazzi, actually, and was like, yeah, I slipped up. And then a few days later, they took the kids trick-or-treating together. They also spent Thanksgiving together, and they were photographed by paparazzi shortly after that, unfortunately, again, arguing outside of her house before she drove him to a hotel. And sources say that Jen's new boyfriend, John, has been her rock through all the stresses with Ben and his addiction troubles at this time.
Oh, that's tough. Like, she's still dealing with him. And I do feel for him. He obviously has some demons. Like, he's really struggling with addiction. Yeah. But I feel like you can just imagine being in her life and hearing about this. Like, oh, you had to drive him again. Like, oh, my gosh.
I know. Oh. It's like he is a fourth child to her. Mm-hmm. So then in 2020, it's February, and Ben is interviewed by the New York Times, and he talks a lot about his sobriety and what he's gone through over the past couple of years. And he says, the biggest regret of my life is this divorce. Shame is really toxic. There is no positive byproduct of shame. It's just stewing in a toxic, hideous feeling of low self-worth and self-loathing. Does seem like the divorce, like, really tore him up inside. And meanwhile, he also went on Good Morning America, and he said, I never thought I was going to get divorced. I didn't want to get divorced. I didn't want to be a divorced person. I really didn't want to be a split family with my children. And it upset me because it meant I wasn't who I thought I was, and that was so painful and so disappointing in myself.
Sad.
I know. But it also, like, makes you wonder, is it that he really wanted to stay with Jennifer, or is it, like, he just didn't want to get divorced?
Right.
And sure. I mean, it's probably a little,
it's really hard, but I kind of disagree that nothing good comes from shame. I think it can be a good motivator to change.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it's really hard, but he can't change the past, but he can try to change going forward. That is hard, though.
Your burden is your purpose.
Your burden is your purpose. So, you know, I mean, if you didn't have that negative feeling telling you, like, oh, that you really fucked up, like, he might never have the motivation to stop drinking so much or doing drugs. I'm not sure what he's doing, and that could kill him, you know, if he doesn't stop. You need to have some shame sometimes to stop, like, deadly habits. So but I feel for him. He sounds really tortured about it.
I know. At this point, though, he does begin dating his Deepwater co-star Ana de Armas.
Oh yeah.
I kind of think it's a PR relationship. Like, they're always, like, walking slowly in the street together. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Imagine getting with him after all of this. It's just... Oh, my God. That would be scary. Wait,
and she's young. Yeah. She's, like, in her 20s at this... Like, too much baggage.
Yeah.
Way too much. Which is, like, okay, I haven't covered J-Lo's other relationships yet, but I believe that she got with Ben Affleck very quickly after her... And A-Rod broke up because it seemed like maybe A-Rod had been, like, sexting somebody else or, like, I forget what it was, but, like, it was, like, maybe he had cheated or was just being a little shady. Maybe not, didn't even cheat all the way.
Okay.
And then you're going to get with Ben Affleck, like, right after and then marry him? Like, girl, he cheated on his wife, mother of his three children, with the nanny.
And
what makes you think he's going to be faithful to you?
And he fell in love with that wife while he was with you.
Exactly. Like, he's not gonna be any better, but you know what, though?
What?
Sometimes this is a thing to get over someone. It does help to replace them with somebody else who will make you feel even worse. So maybe that's
even worse doing.
Yeah, if you're upset about someone, just be upset about somebody else.
Yeah, that, like, yeah, that's true. You will forget about the other person.
Exactly. It'll cure it, but at what cost? I don't know. Yeah. So, skipping ahead, speaking of J-Lo, in 2021, in May, Ben is very publicly getting back together with her, and a source says that Jennifer Garner doesn't want to be a part of the media circus associated with their relationship, and that she's just focused on their kids, and that she just hopes that Ben is a good father, and that his life love life is not her problem, which good
makes
for her.
Sense. Yep.
I think honestly though, it would be kind of painful to be married to someone for 10 years, you have kids together, and then like even though you're moved on, not just to see them with someone else, but see them with their ex from before you would be kind of painful.
I think so too. I think it would be.
Cuz I'm sure like in the back of her mind throughout their relationship, J-Lo was an insecurity.
Yeah,
her.
She like, probably always compared herself to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, because like you guys had this like huge famous relationship.
Especially like, since they seem different personality-wise.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have the same name.
And I don't know, sometimes people think that like when someone dates somebody and then right after they date someone very similar, they think that that means they're still obsessed with their ex or something. But I've also read people say like if somebody dates a complete opposite of their ex, it kind of
yeah
means they're like so upset about that or whatever that they're, you know, trying to do the complete, you know, they're reacting so much to their ex that they're looking for someone totally different. Yeah. So I don't know. I could see her throughout the relationship, whenever she hears of Jennifer Lopez feeling a little weird about it, maybe. And especially since J-Lo's whole thing, I feel like, is being, like, so sexy and so powerful and glamorous. And
exactly.
Yeah, I think that would be hard to see him get back with her.
Yeah, especially when, like, I feel like Ben sees Jennifer Garner as, like, a mom. He sees her as, like, the mom of his children. And then, like, to get with J-Lo, it's like, okay, well, you don't really have to bear the responsibilities of being a co-parent with her. And,
yeah,
like, you're now free to, I don't know, be a little bit looser. I think it would be painful. But things seem okay, though. I think Jennifer Garner is so mature. She accompanies Seems Ben like. And J-Lo to take the kids trick-or-treating together. She's just, everything is all about the kids, which is so sweet. Ben, not so mature. He goes on Howard Stern, and he talked a little bit about the media attention during their divorce, and I have a clip.
Okay.
To live my life in a way that, and then, you know, during the divorce, they printed fucking horrible lies. Horrible, mean.
Like what? What were the lies?
I don't even want to give voice to it because then goes, oh, they said this, they said that. Anything you read about that was bullshit. The truth was, we took our time. We made the decision. We didn't want to show the kind of, we grew apart. We had a marriage that didn't work. This happens. There's somebody I love and respect, but to whom I shouldn't be married any longer. And we said, you know what? We don't want, ultimately we tried because we had kids. And then we said, both of us felt like we don't want this to be the model that our kids see of marriage. I felt like we did it amicably. We did our best. Did we have moments of tension? Did we have disagreements over the custody? Was stuff difficult for us? Did we get angry? Yes. But fundamentally, it was always underpinned with a respect. I knew she was a good mom.
He also, in that same interview, first of all, take a drink anytime anyone opens up to Howard.
Yes. It's been a while since we've seen him.
But in that same interview, Ben said, part of why I was drinking was because I felt trapped. I was like, I can't believe it's because of my kids, but I'm not happy. What do I do? And what I did was I drank a bottle of scotch and fell asleep on the couch, which turned out to not be the solution. And then in the same interview, he also went on to say that he believes that if he was still married to Jennifer Garner, he would probably still be drinking.
Jeez. That's not a nice thing to say.
This is the woman that literally, like, is putting aside her own personal feelings to make sure that you're, like, included in the family time with them. She's driving you to rehab. She's, like, making sure you're still alive. To then say, I would probably still be drinking if I was married to her. Like, dude, that is honestly evil.
I know. Evil.
I don't know. We don't have to watch the clip that I sent you of him on Jimmy Kimmel.
Why not?
I don't know if it's... Well, we can watch it. Do you want to watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I want to watch it. But okay, what do you have to say about it?
Well, this is him addressing and clarifying his comments about what he said on Howard Stern.
I'm curious.
I listened to you.
Really cool, like, long form, in-depth, you know, it's a two-hour interview. And because the movie is about family and all this stuff that's meaningful to me, we talked a lot about my family and, you know, divorce and alcoholism and struggling with real things and how you have to be accountable and loving, and how I work with my ex-wife and how I'm so proud of the way that we work together for our kids, the best that we can for them. And the irony is I was really happy with it. You know, I ended the interview.
It was a great interview.
Thrilled. I thought, wow, I should do more honest, exploratory, you know, self-evaluating things. And I started seeing all this stuff come up on Twitter, and I was like, well, what is this? And I sort of researched through it and then saw that one of these websites had done the clickbait thing of like, you won't believe what he said, click on this, come to our site.
Right.
And I looked on it and they had literally taken the conversation that I had had for 2 hours and made it seem as if I was saying the exact opposite of what I said. I had gone on and said like how much we respect each other and cared about each other and cared about our kids and put them first and went through our stuff. And they said that I had blamed my ex-wife for my alcoholism and that I was trapped in this marriage, like, just made me out to be, like, the worst, most insensitive, stupid, awful guy. And I, look, I know people do this. I get it. Me, I'm happy to be sad Batman. I'm happy to be Dunkin' Donuts and the meme. I understand. You have to get married to Jimmy Kimmel sometime. Really, like, it's about my kids. I got to just draw a line.
Right,
you know,
of
I'm
course.
I'm really clear. Like, that's not true. I don't believe that. It's the exact opposite of who I am, what I believe, and I would never want my kids to think I would ever say a bad word about their mom because
this really upset you. I mean, obviously.
It hurts my feelings, man.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw that online. And it was crazy that they take this tiny little piece and then they, and wait, are you saying the media sometimes takes things out of context for
occasionally,
effect?
Yeah.
It does seem like that really upset him that people took it that way, but mm-hmm. like, I think he's just like not self-aware because you said, if I was still married to her, I'd probably still be drinking. Like, what other way are we to take that? You could say all the other things you want about her and how great she is. You still said those words, like strung that sentence together. It doesn't matter if it's out of context and we don't know anything else that you said. Like, you still said that. And mm-hmm. that's like a disrespectful thing to say.
Mm-hmm. He probably should not have been doing interviews.
No.
He seems a bit erratic and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Not in the best place.
But I was thinking, it does seem like he's changed his tune a lot since being with J-Lo. And I don't know if that's her influence at all. But, like, this is before he was saying the biggest regret of his life was his divorce. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, we heard that he was begging Jennifer Garner to get back together. And now he seems kind of dismissive of her. Like, yeah, like, I was in it to make it work with the kids. And I shouldn't have been in the marriage. And... You know, had to get divorced. It's just, like, painful how he's kind of changed his tune.
People always do that.
And now it's like, oh, Jen is just, like, the mother of his kids. He doesn't see her, like, as someone that he loved and wanted to
No, that's not true. You I did know. Love her. You wanted to be get back together.
I know. But I'm sure maybe that part of that is, like, him... being dismissive of her to make J-Lo feel more secure or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I could see him saying, I didn't hear the whole interview, that maybe he, like, had to hit rock bottom in order for him to change.
Yeah.
And that was the only way. And his divorce, like, was a wake-up call to him. And that was the only way he was ever gonna maybe change.
True.
I don't know.
That's true.
It's
but
still upsetting.
To say I felt trapped in that
marriage,
like it's just putting a lot of blame on the person that was actually saving your life.
I know.
Just cruel. And then here's another thing. This is so odd. In 2022, Ben married J-Lo in a Las Vegas wedding on July 16th, 2022, right?
Okay.
And weirdly, so I guess like when you sign an affidavit for a marriage certificate, you need to list the dates of like your previous marriages if you've been married before.
Oh.
Or maybe you have to do that in Vegas. I don't know, like something I never heard of. But so J-Lo and Ben both had to list the time periods of their previous marriages. And on the marriage certificate, he listed his marriage to Jennifer Garner as ending exactly 9 years earlier on July 16th, 2013. So
what?
He listed it as the same date as his wedding to J-Lo. But 2013, which is weird because they didn't announce their separation until 2015. And over the course of like 2014 in 2015, there are like so many paparazzi photos of them looking like they're a couple. So it's weird. And it seems like they're a couple, like for all intents and purposes, they are. So unless they were just like putting on a front for the public, I don't get why he's like,
it's weird,
pretending like his marriage ended. And also,
did he just get the date wrong, or he just wrote the wrong number? That's so weird.
I don't know. He's like trying to make it seem like his marriage to Jennifer Garner is a lot more in the past than it really was. Like,
maybe.
Keep in mind, they didn't even officially divorce until 2018. So he's listening in as like way
5 years before.
Even though he was literally living in the guest house and leaning on Jennifer Garner emotionally. And even if they weren't still together for those 3 years between their separation and their divorce, they were still kind of partners. I just think that's
so
really
odd.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really weird. Maybe that's when he started cheating on her, and like that's why he thinks that it wasn't like a legitimate marriage, but...
Also, it's just legally not true.
It's not, yeah.
So how can he just change it?
I don't know. And it's like, it's obviously not true, because what are the odds your marriage ended the same day that you're now getting married? Unless that's on purpose. Like, that's weird. But again, I don't know if he's like dismissing his marriage to Jennifer Garner to like, make J-Lo feel better or something. But
maybe.
I mean,
probably.
For like all intents and purposes, even after they announced their separation, Jennifer Garner was his wife. She was taking care of him for all these years. I think that's just so rude of him, but J-Lo's problem now, I guess.
Yeah.
Now to this day, Jen and Ben are still photographed together by paparazzi all the time. And in some pictures, they look very friendly. Like sometimes they're even smiling and hugging. There was one photo of them in a car where they like really were hugging, and people thought it was kind of odd. But there's also sometimes photos where they seem to be in fights, or at least in having very tense conversations. So
wow,
it seems like they're just like co-parenting. And yeah, that's Ben and Jen.
Oh my 2.0. gosh, what a story. Odds that they get back together.
I mean, they see each other all the time, but for Jennifer's sake, I hope not.
I don't see like her wanting to get back with him.
No.
And that would be ridiculous. That's too ridiculous. I mean, he's already gotten back with Jennifer Lopez. I'll say like 0.5%.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think she knows that she's better off without him. He seems like a burden.
It's sad. I mean, there could have been a possibility where they both grew together and, you know, kept up the love,
you know what?
But no.
Don't they say something that's like, men, not that Ben left Jennifer Garner for J-Lo, like they were already divorced long before, but like men will leave you for what's easier. I feel like it's a classic case of like,
do they say that?
Yeah, I think so. Jennifer Garner was just too good for him. Like, she expected too much because she deserved better. And like, he could never live up because he never was mature or good enough for her. So honestly, J-Lo probably deserves better too. Like, there's nothing against J-Lo, but she probably is just like accepting him where he's at, I'm guessing. And
I feel like the narrative is kind of, I don't know if he believes this or what it's really like in their personal lives, but it kind of seems like, oh, J-Lo's the fun one. Jennifer Garner nagged
exactly.
me. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But also, you don't share kids with J-Lo, so she's not expecting you to, like, be there for the kids and be a good father the way that Jennifer Garner needs you to.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
So many interesting things, like relatable things in this story.
I know. I know, for real. And it is kind of sad for J-Lo, too, in a way, though, because it's like, they were engaged all these years ago, but, like, he could only be with her in this capacity of, like, oh, we've already had kids separately. Now we're kind of, like, in a new chapter of our life. Like, you know, we can share, like, a blended family. But
that is kind of sad.
They're not doing the, like, domestic life together.
Yeah.
The way they planned.
That's such an interesting point. Why couldn't they make it work in that stage of life? I don't know.
I know, because he's selfish and responsible. He's troubled.
Our Boston boy.
I know, our hometown hero.
He is troubled. Oh, well, thanks, bye. Mel. That was so interesting. I have a lot of feelings right now. Well, what are we doing next week on Patreon, if you're ready to share
next
that?
Next week, kind of controversial couple, another age gap couple, but it's a little bit different from age gaps covered previously.
Okay. Think I know what you mean. I also know who it is. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you. And we'll get back together next week.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell